This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. President Trump is taking aim at what he calls migrants making a mockery of immigration laws. This comes as two caravans of Central American migrants are headed to the U.S.-Mexico border. More from AP's Sagar Magani.
U.S. law holds that migrants who want to seek asylum can do so regardless of whether they enter legally or illegally. The president says he'll sign an executive order requiring that they go to legal ports of entry.
We'll no longer be able to use meritless claims to gain automatic admission into our country. We will hold them for a long time if necessary.
Saying the U.S. will build massive tent cities with help from the military. The first active duty troops have arrived at the border, with several thousand more expected to flow in. Though the Pentagon says they'll be in a supporting role, the president says he's told the troops to act if any migrants throw a rock at them.
Consider it a rifle.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Around the world, Google employees walked off the job protesting the company's handling of sexual discrimination cases, showing frustration with the workplace culture. Google employee Dima Rodriguez.
It is not that place for women. It is not that place for people who are differently abled. It is not that place for people of color. And to be honest with you, when it is not that place for those groups, that means that the company is failing everyone.
The Google protest spurred by the New York Times story outlining allegations against high-profile leaders at Google who were paid off by millions of dollars in severance after being let go because of discrimination allegations. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says it may be many weeks before Washington has enough evidence to impose sanctions on those behind the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Khashoggi was killed when he walked into the Saudi consulate in Istanbul last month. This is VOA News.